Let's turn in God's Word to 2 Timothy and chapter 4. In 2 Timothy chapter 4, we'll read the entire chapter, verses 1 through 22. 2 Timothy chapter 4, verses 1 through 22. And starting in verse 1, these are the words of the living and true God. I charge you, therefore, before God and the Lord Jesus Christ, who will judge the living and the dead at his appearing in his kingdom, preach the word. Be ready in season and out of season. Convince, rebuke, exhort with all long-suffering and teaching. For the time will come when they will not endure sound doctrine, but according to their own desires, because they have itching ears, they will heap up for themselves teachers. And they will turn their ears away from the truth and be turned aside to fables. But you be watchful in all things. Endure afflictions. Do the work of an evangelist. Fulfill your ministry. For I am already being poured out as a drink offering, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished the race. I have kept the faith. Finally, there is laid up for me the crown of righteousness, which the Lord, the righteous judge, will give to me on that day. And not to me only, but also to all who have loved his appearing. Be diligent to come to me quickly. For Demas has forsaken me, having loved this present world, and has departed for Thessalonica. Cretans for Galatia, Titus for Dalmatia. Only Luke is with me. Get Mark and bring him with you, for he is useful to me for ministry. And Tychicus I have sent to Ephesus. Bring the cloak that I left with Carpus at Troas when you come, and the books, especially the parchments. Alexander the coppersmith did me much harm. May the Lord repay him according to his works. You also must be aware of him, for he has greatly resisted our words. At my first offense, no one stood with me, but all forsook me. May it not be charged against them. But the Lord stood with me and strengthened me, so that the message might be preached fully through me, and that all the Gentiles might hear. Also I was delivered out of the mouth of the lion, and the Lord will deliver me from every evil work, and preserve me for his heavenly kingdom. To him be glory forever and ever. Amen. Greet Prisca and Aquila and the household of Onesiphorus. Erastus stayed in Corinth, and Trophimus I have left in Miletus sick. Do your utmost to come before winter. Eubulus greets you, as well as Pudens, Linus, Claudia, and all the brethren. The Lord Jesus Christ be with your spirit. Grace be with you. Amen. Those are the words of God. Timothy, in this final chapter of Paul's final letter, is called to be diligent in his pastoral office of especially preaching the word, always being ready to convince and rebuke and exhort the patient with patience and teaching those who he comes in contact with. And he's really speaking about preaching to the church, because what does he warn? Verse 3, there will come a time when some in the church do not endure sound doctrine. Rather, they will have itching ears. They want to hear only the good things that tickle their ears, make everything pleasant. And so they will then find teachers who will do that. And that's what we have seen throughout the history of the church, but also, of course, we see it today in the church. It's very prevalent in our nation. Or churches are seeking the itching of their ears or tickling of their ears, pleasant things only. And rather, we must be about, and I must be about, the preaching of God's Word without rounding the corners, and yet with patience calling all of us to believe what Jesus says. And it is your duty, it's my duty to pray for me in that. You ought to be praying for me that I would not round the corners or try to itch your ears, because at times I am tempted to do that. All pastors are. And so you ought to be praying for your pastor and your elder when he teaches. And all the more important because we no longer have the apostles with us. Paul was about to die, verses 6 through 8. He knew this. And so then he calls for some to come visit him and names people who had forsaken him. He gives those. And even verse 14, Alexander the coppersmith did him much harm. And so he calls upon the Lord to be just towards him. We would call it an imprecation. And yet, when Paul preached to verse 16, he defended himself before the Roman ruler. It says that many forsook him, and yet he still shows mercy. May that not be charged against them, what they did. Thankful we ought to be that the Lord stood with him, and he stands with us, beloved, always, even when everybody else forsakes us. He always stands with us by his Holy Spirit, as we heard this morning. And so it may be said of us, the goal, of course, is what is said here, that we would finish the race. That should be our prayer. And the question then, of course, is, are you running well the race? Now, before that time, when you're about to finish the race, you don't know when that's going to be, but are you running the race well now? That's the question that we need to be asking ourselves. Let's pray. Our gracious Father, we're thankful in Christ that you have given your church pastors and preachers and elders who are preaching and teaching your word. We pray that they all would, and myself and Dave would preach your word, teach your word faithfully, boldly, truly, without rounding the corners, without making it easier to hear or more pleasant. We pray that we'll preach your word as those and teach your word as those who declare what you've said. And sometimes what you say is very pointed and it hurts, and that's good for us. It's good for your church. So, Father, we ask that we would be, and all the church would have pastors, faithful ministers of your word, and elders who will preach and teach your word without trying to itch ears or make it more pleasant. And, Father, where those churches have, and they've longed for the itching of ears and leadership elders have given into that, Father, we ask that you would rebuke them, that you would call them back to yourself, that they would love you and begin again preaching your word faithfully. And may it not be that we would fall into the tickling of ears in our congregation. Of course, don't believe we are, we praise you, we give you praise because it is only by your mercy and grace that that doesn't happen here. Because we see it does happen in the church. And Father, we pray that you'll uphold us for many, many years to come, even to the end of our congregation, whenever that would be, and even to the coming of Christ. Uphold your church and make your church faithful to you, that they would love you in all things and worship your name and according to your word and with their hearts. Father, we are thankful. We ask that you would make us to run the race well, and that we would finish the race as godly servants, faithful to your Son Jesus Christ in every step. We're thankful for him and our salvation that is alone found in him. And we pray that you would deliver us from every evil work, as we read in this passage, and bring us into your heavenly kingdom at the right time. And that is our desire. And we know that starts first with our life here, of running the race well as your servants. And so, Father, we ask that you would help us to live a godly lives for Christ Jesus. And if we do, we know, as we've heard this morning, that we will be persecuted and suffer, especially your ministers and elders. Father, we ask that you will uphold all of us, and you'll continue, no matter what comes, that we would be strong in our faith. Even when we don't know what to say, we're thankful that you give us the Spirit who gives us the words. And when we don't know how to pray, that you even groan within us. Father, help us in all these things for your sake and for our sake. Father, we're thankful for the ministry of Pastor Philip this morning, and pray for his church, that you would grow his church there and call in the idolatrous worshipers in that city where he ministers to you, to come to you and bow the knee to Christ. We pray for the South Sudan Church. We know that it was in our denominational magazine. They have an article about the mission work there. We pray that the missions there would be more bold in their proclamation, calling sinners to come and repent and believe the gospel, and that you would grow the church there. And they would not be led aside to the temptings of the Antichrist and the Pope of Rome, or even charismaticism or Pentecostalism, as is very prevalent in that region. And Father, we pray that you'll grow that church. And then, Father, we do continue to pray for the church in China and others who are suffering under great persecution of governments. We pray that you'll uphold them, as we've prayed already that you would uphold us. Father, we do think of the Shawnee Church and pray for our sessions meeting with their session at the end of the month. We pray that you'll bless that meeting, and that from it would come great brotherly love and fellowship and a desire to reach Kansas City, working together in accordance with your word and for the kingdom of Jesus Christ. Father, help us in all that. We are not wise enough, and so, Father, we ask for your help. And then, Father, we pray that you'll keep us from the evil one. Keep us from evil. And may you not allow the Alexanders of this world to come into our worship and disrupt us and speak ill or speak false teaching. But Father, we pray that you'll guard us and give us discernment, especially the elders, that we'd guard against that. Father, as we continue worshiping you, may your name be lifted up, may your name be exalted, and at the name of Jesus Christ, every knee would bow. For we pray in Jesus' name. Amen.